You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I can finally give you my opinion on what's about to go down in Illinois at the beginning of next year. Now, I want to share with you this article that was published on the 16th of September. Illinois passes a law ending cash bail, gains the nickname, quote unquote, the Purge Law. Things are going to get a whole lot more interesting in Illinois, particularly Chicago. Illinois is passing a new law that some would say will make history. It will be the first state in the United States to end cash bail. And the consequences of passing such a law have many believing the state could mirror the horror movie, quote unquote, The Purge. In the film, citizens were given 24 hours to commit all the crimes they wanted. Actually, it was 12 hours. So whoever wrote this really didn't do their research. On January 1st of 2023, the quote-unquote Safety Act will commence in the state of Illinois. This act will get rid of the cash bail system in its entirety. The name Safety is an acronym for Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today. Those who instated the act believe it will reduce arrests and limit those put away based on the crime. Wow. Just wow. Everybody knows this is going to be another massive social experiment, just like the pandemic was. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. This is going to be used to incite more fear from the law-abiding citizens, because once crime reaches a certain level, they want the regular average citizen to beg the government to take control. Nothing more, nothing less. Non-detainable offenses. This is where it gets very interesting. There are 12 non-detainable offenses where the new law would end cash bail. The law includes second degree murking, arson, drug-induced homicide, robbery, kidnapping, aggravated battery, burglary, intimidation, aggravated driving under the influence, fleeing and eluding, drug offenses, and threatening a public official. Now, let me interject two particular crimes that are not covered by this law. First one, prostitution. Very interesting, isn't it? You can murk somebody in this state and not have cash bail. But if you decide to go rent some happy time, guess what? You still need to be locked away in jail. Now, the second thing, child support. OVS. irony. How many men are languishing in jail because of back child support? Yeah, very, very convenient. Two prime, quote unquote, crimes that actually could free up a lot of men and actually decrease crime, believe it or not. Those are two things that are not covered under this law. Think about it. Quote unquote, I'm very concerned about an increase in violent crime. Really? Chicago tends to be one of the most violent places in America. But yeah, this law is going to actually increase it. But again, I do want to stress there is still time to fix it. And the state's attorneys are working very hard, as we have been for the last year and a half, to fix this law. It is very fixable, where we can still eliminate cash bail, but make sure the right people are in custody and everyone else who's not a danger gets out, said state's attorney Robert Berlin. Far too little, far too late. Yeah, this plane is going down in flames. Only thing you can do is brace for impact. The Safety Act would allow criminals a pre-trial release for the crimes listed above. And if prosecutors fail to show, quote unquote, clear and convincing evidence that the alleged could be a threat to a specific individual. Unfortunately, the consequences of the Safety Act will make an impact on how fast arrested criminals must be dealt with, because prosecutors would only have 48 hours to decide whether the alleged criminal should be released. Investigators believe that 48 hours isn't enough time to collect valuable evidence from surveillance cameras, laboratory work, and forensic research. Now you have to add to this the fact that there are not enough police. Yeah. Reason for the Safety Act. Okay, let's go ahead and I can read this, but let's go ahead and boil this down to what they're really trying to say. What they're really trying to say is it's because of quote unquote communities of color, i.e. black men and Hispanic men, more so black men. So basically what they're trying to say is, oh my God, the cash bail system was based on racism. So we got to feel good about it and make it to where the cash bail system is no longer in play. Why? Because we want these criminals to be able to get a fair trial. We don't want them to rot in jail for a long time because they can't afford bail. How about this? Don't commit crime. Oh, that is such a simple damn concept. Now, I'm going to go into my opinion and how this is really going to play out. Like I said before, this is nothing more than a massive social experiment, particularly that's going to be launched in the majority of Democratic strongholds. Now, Brother Oheen and Black Ram 313 came up with a very interesting theory. And when I actually took the time to think about it, they're correct. Notice, this is going down after the voting season. Get as many Democrats in office as we can. Then this law goes into effect. Boom. They can see the results. Now, if they did something like this before the voting season? Oh, they knew damn well that that would enact a red wave. Yeah. Yeah. But those who are still in Illinois, you've got two options. Leave or arm up. This whole, I don't want to get a gun because I might be viewed as a criminal mentality. Nah. If you're a legal, law-abiding gun owner and you have the means to protect yourself, use it. Now think about it. Why do you think gun control has always been the biggest fight in particularly Democratic states and Democratic cities? Well, in preparation for something like this, disarm the law-abiding citizens, let the criminals run roughshod, get the law-abiding citizens so afraid that they're going to be willing to say, government, please protect us. We just want to be law-abiding citizens. We don't want this anymore. Please help us. No. I've always said this. Many others have said this. It is no one else's duty to protect your life. It is your duty to protect your life. Hey, if that means you gotta be a quote unquote criminal for protecting yourself, so fucking be it. So be it. This absolute garbage system that we have anyway, yeah. Mm-mm. But what more can I say that has not already been said? This is going to be a massive social experiment. End of. However, let me take a small trip off into the weeds. Unintended consequences. Social level hockey mask time. Oh, yeah. There are going to be a lot of men who, once this law goes into effect, guess what? They're going to become the barbarians. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a particular set of people who are going to end up being targeted. Who would that group be? That's right. Single mothers, ex-wives, baby mamas. Why? Because a lot of men are going to finally have the ability to take matters into their own hands. Think about it. Aggravated battery. A woman gets up in a man's face. Guess what? He beats the ever-living shit out of her. He doesn't have to worry about being in jail. He goes, gets processed, gets right back out. Now, yes, lot of revenge is going to be taking place. But you know what? It is what it is. A lot of these women do not think that far down the line. So yeah, gentlemen, sit back, enjoy the show. And let me reiterate, if you're in Illinois, leave or arm up. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies in Illinois, particularly Chicago, a lot of the social power is getting ready to go out. Feminism will damn sure go out right along with it. Because like I stated, a lot of men in Illinois, once this goes into effect, they will become the barbarian. And a lot of gates are going to be kicked in and a lot of retribution is going to take place. And guess what? I'm going to be standing by with more episodes of Hockey Mask Time ready to be brought to my desk. And yeah, I'm going to report on it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.